If you're going to do drugs tonight, remember to buddy up and look after one another. Let me get you some condoms.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
Even though the Flint water crisis technically began in 2014, a federal state of emergency wasn't declared until the beginning of 2016. Some officials say as early as a year later, the water was safe to drink. However, some people who live there now still don't believe it.
All this disaster, yet the law remains unchanged.
Kurt Guyette, an investigative reporter with the American Civil Liberties Union, says Michigan's emergency management law is the reason behind why Flint's water crisis has lasted so long.
It is further injury to the people of Flint, further insult, further abuse to the people of Flint.
The law signed by former Governor Rick Snyder in 2011 allows the state to take away local power and appoint emergency managers to serve in a situation like the water crisis. Two of those emergency managers face felony charges for conspiracy and misconduct in office, but the law itself has not been changed.
To say, yes, this law was significantly a factor in causing this disaster, but we care so little about that fact that we're going to do nothing to change the law that caused that. I just think that is unconscionable.
There are a number of pieces in the budget that are addressing the Flint water crisis, some that are one-time, some that are ongoing.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the state is currently working on these problems.
They were let down in the worst way, and it's not fixed yet, but we're getting there.
And Guyette says Flint wouldn't have gotten the attention it did if it wasn't for the persistence of the people who live there.
These people of Flint that came together like that really don't get their fair share of the credit for uncovering this crisis, this disaster.
All of the lead pipes in Flint are currently being replaced, and Governor Whitmer says this process should be finished by the end of July. Kira?
The orange needs to be sliced.
Oh, excuse me. Phoenix is looking at the orange needs to be sliced, hashtag resist.
Yeah.
Because we were just looking at, the fuck is this guy's name? Angelo Caruzone? Some Media Matters clown. We might get into this guy. We might fuck with this guy this week. Angelo Caruzone, talking about why he has come up with this theory, and I'm not going to call it a conspiracy theory, because conspiracy theory, it says that they're doing something illegal. But he has a theory that Democrats that are running, going on Fox News to make their case to a wider audience, are just helping Fox News earn more advertiser dollars, and that's why they shouldn't do it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the facts.
Right.
And then we just started looking at these people. Like, a top comment under the Twitter thread was, it's their name. Fuck their comment. Their name is Resist for Humanity, hashtag She Won. It's like, you people are parodies of yourselves,
mm-hmm.
and cis identity extremists are parodies of, well, fuck, normal cis people, really. Normal cis people are a little weird in
yeah.
general.
Yeah. When somebody says, are the cis heads okay, the answer is, not really. No, no.
No, and that's why no one else can be.
Mm. I actually have two.
Two in one.
Two cis identity extremists. You want to do both of them, or do you want to pick one?
Yeah, no, you have to do both, because it's a binary. You have to do the man and the woman.
They're both men.
They're both a couple of fellers.
Yes.
That's all right. You know what? A couple of fellers that love each other very much can also be cis identity extremists. I think they're capable of it.
I don't think they know each other.
I don't. I would not doubt them.
Because one is Massachusetts and one is Florida.
All right. Hurricane winds can reach. You just wait.
Yeah, climate change. Can't wait to see what's going to happen then. A Massachusetts yeah. firefighter. This sentence is oddly constructed, so I'm going to change it.
Why?
Because there's no punctuation.
Don't need it.
Do you want me to read it as is? Because it's a goofy sentence.
Cis people don't need to punctuate.
Okay, punky, wait.
A
Massachusetts firefighter, police say, walked nude into a Rhode Island convenience store because he thought it was legal, has been placed on leave. There is not an ounce of punctuation anywhere in that fucking sentence, and like three different things happened.
Because he thought it was legal. And then what?
A Massachusetts firefighter, police say, walked nude into a Rhode Island convenience store because he thought it was legal, has been placed on leave.
He thought it was legal.
Yes.
He just... Has he been thinking that his whole life? I mean, it was just like, you know, now's not the time. Like, has he been thinking that since he was... maybe earlier he thought, you know, I'm underage. You can't be nude at this time. It's wrong. If someone snaps a picture, it's child porn. It's bad. But after you're 18, you're like, hey,
anything goes. I mean,
he's 60.
He's 60.
So he thought this was legal for a long time.
Allegedly.
60 ain't young. How many years ago is 60? What, 30 years ago is 1989? So you slap 30 more years down, that's 1959. That's 1 year younger than my biological mother.
Martin Luther King was still alive.
Holy fuck, man. So all right. Yeah, gun it in, man. Fuck it. Cis identity extreme.
I love when William, like, gives up on the story in the first sentence. like, we didn't even get to the second paragraph yet.
He thought it was legal. He's 60. And Massachusetts is not exactly the fucking backwoods.
It is not.
He is near a book. And I don't mean God, guns, grits, and gravy. Shit. All right. And he works in conjunction with police. Yes. He has to have seen an officer arrest a naked person for being naked. Or did he just happen to miss every one of those cases for all his years as a firefighterman?
Police responded to a 7-Eleven on Aquatic Neck? Aquatic Neck? What the fuck?
Aqua Boogie.
Aquidneck.
Aquidneck.
Aquidneck?
Aquidneck? I'm not reading it.
neither am I, obviously. Uh-huh. So police responded to a 7-Eleven call on somewhere that I can't fucking pronounce in Middletown around 3 p.m. on April 3rd for a report of a naked customer. The owner said the man with a, quote, smile on his face purchased a Diet Coke and left in a car. What the fuck?
What? You mad because he can afford Diet Coke and you can't?
If you manual laborers would work as hard as the owners, you wouldn't be so poor now, would you?
The owner said she went into shock and called 911 because she thought the man might assault her, according to the police report. The owner gave police a license plate number and the car with two fully clothed occupants inside was pulled over a short time later.
Oh, so he wouldn't put the clothes back on?
No.
No? There were people wearing clothes?
Hold on. You know what? It doesn't say if he was one of the clothed people or not. It just says there were two fully clothed occupants inside.
Uh-huh.
The passenger said she, quote, dared her boyfriend to go into the store because he said it was legal in Rhode Island?
Rhode Island. Okay, so in Dan Badondi land.
I don't think that's legal in Rhode Island either. But wait, so she...
You 60 and you taking dares?
Like, there's so much happening here. Hold on.
Yeah, figure it out.
So, he said it's legal in Rhode Island, and she said, well, we're in Massachusetts. Let's try it here. I dare ya. And his goofy ass did it?
Okay, so he didn't think it was legal. That's just his fucking white cis male brain firing off sparks at the idea that he was actually getting arrested for some shit.
John Walsh of Linfield was charged with disorderly conduct. Linfield Fire Chief Glenn Davis tells the Daily Item that the 60-year-old Walsh, who is a 40-year veteran and fire captain...
Wait, only disorderly conduct?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the word lewd should be somewhere in there.
He's white and has been a firefighter for 40 years.
So he was just disorderfied?
Yes.
So he's not even in jail?
No.
He's out plotting his next dare?
Yeah.
Or truth, I don't know. I guess he's living his truth, as some might say.
He has been placed on administrative leave. Paid administrative leave. All right. The Linfield Fire Department is aware of the charges pending against Captain John Walsh, Davis said in a statement to NBC 10 Boston. We take the charges against Captain Walsh very seriously.
No, you don't. They're fucking laughing it up and having a fucking Modelo, which is a cerveza, which is a beer.
Yeah, he's just some old white guy who, all right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, he actually looks, I don't know. Does he look older than 60? I don't even, it's not like I'm holding the, there, I held the deal up to the deal. This fucking guy. And why is he someone's boyfriend? You know what? That's me acting like a conservative. Everyone doesn't have to get legally marrified. Mm-hmm. But it does, you know what? The fact that he is taking dares, like, that adds a lack of maturity to it that makes him being someone's boyfriend make him look even more tacky and immature.
Yeah.
Just an old ass fucking child.
Yeah. Well, I never had to be an adult before.
No. And then you know what? As soon as he got in trouble, he just made just, I didn't know I couldn't do that. Which, holy shit, is a Dave Chappelle punchline. And he said that. He was hanging with a white dude that used that as an excuse, and the cop walked away. Yeah. So maybe that's something white people really do. They just, like, that's just a Hail Mary you toss up. Maybe they don't care if I say I didn't know it was illegal.
Meanwhile.
No. No, 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 no.
In Florida.
No, 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 no. No. No.
Wearing a baseball cap, gloves, and it seems nothing else.
Oh, shit, man, come on.
A Florida man burglarized a Little League concession stand in, what the fuck? Dunedin?
A Little League concession stand?
Yes.
On some level. I think that this was a plot he had going for a while. Because it seems logical, right? Because was no one there?
No one was there.
No one was there at the time, and you know that there's snacks?
Yeah.
Popcorn, if you're into that. Yeah. I hate it. I hate the smell.
I hate popcorn.
What? Soda pops?
Yeah.
Cash, maybe. Yeah. Maybe someone may have left behind the cash box.
Mm-hmm.
It's logical. I don't understand the execution. Let's make sense of it.
Yeah. Baseball cap, gloves, and nothing else. All right. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office is now asking for help identifying the man who the Greater Dunedin Little League president, Susan Semitkolos?
Semite?
It's Semitkolos? I don't know. I don't know how the fuck you're supposed to say Semitkolos. I don't know how the fuck you're supposed to say that shit.
Oh, man. Semitic. Semitkolos. I don't know why I had to do that so Mexican. That was racist.
That's the right way. I don't think that's right. She said he caused about $5,000 in damages. According to the sheriff's office, the man broke into a concession stand at Fisher Field around 4 a.m.
What level of class privilege are these kids functioning at that they have a $5,000 concession stand?
Well.
$5,000?
Well. So he broke into the concession stand around 4 a.m. Surveillance footage provided to Tampa Bay Times by this person whose name we cannot pronounce shows the man appearing to be naked rummaging through the stand. He stole cash donations to volunteers, a cash box containing $250, and three surveillance cameras. What the fuck?
Oh, that's why it was that much money. I mean, no, but that's damages. Is theft part of damages?
I don't think that's what they're counting. I don't know. I don't know. The man gained entry by prying a door with a crowbar and breaking through a gate, but not before he broke the lock on a gate covering a sliding glass window, which he unsuccessfully tried to climb through. Before he left.
Yeah.
He also took a package of hot dogs.
There you go. Then you need the groceries. That's responsible.
The Little League is home to about 300 kids and hosts 8 baseball and softball games a night for most of the week. The field is also shared with the local high school. The stand was closed that Sunday, but was able to reopen a few days later. The robbery was a shock to members of the organization. It's just disturbing that they would take from kids. The older kids have questions and can't understand how someone could do something like that.
Oh, you class privileged fuck. You take from the poor kids. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Though a setback, the response from the community has been encouraging. We're getting a lot of outpour from businesses and local individuals. It's enlightening. It's encouraging. It's great. These kids are important to our community.
Oh fuck you! I'm siding with this one.
Yes, the naked guy stealing hot dogs out of the concession stand.
That's right. My beef with him is you should have bought a dolly because obviously there was a refrigerator and just load all the shit you need into the refrigerator, lean it on the dolly, and smooth walk the fuck out
naked.
It'll be because you said they're looking for identification.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be somebody recognizes them from a Pornhub video they added awesome. To their favorites?
That would be awesome.
Like, oh, wait a second. This is Jim Bone Jones, 59. And then, like, fuck it. So what if, like, they have them at the fucking lineup to recognize them? Uh-huh. And they're like, wait, can we get a fluffer in here? Looks familiar, but not yet.
Not yet. I need to see. I need to see full arousal.
Matter of fact, does anyone have any clippers? We're going to shave them down. I think we're almost there. And gloves. I think fuck the gloves were baseball bits. Fucking cis identity extremists. My people. I need to be elected king of the cis people. I'll fix the community.
Emperor William, huh?
Emperor of the cis. Yeah.
The Cisperer?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah. Okay, we're on to something. Okay, so folks, if you want me to be Emperor of the Cis, we need to fund the campaign. PayPal, that's a fucking joke. But really, we need wine cellar shit. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And the link to the Amazon wish list, where we have things on there. Especially like those little things, like those XLR three prong hookups, those can be very usefulifiable. And that webcam, you know, the stuff, you know, you folks have been holding the wine cellar down for a fucking while. You know the deal.
Thank you.
And then there's also a link to the iTunes where you can rate, review. If you don't have time for the review, you click the 5 stars and you go back to your quesadilla, mm-hmm. right? Or your spaghetti. I know a lot of you like spaghetti out there. I like it too. I might make some one day. All right? And please be as safe as possible wherever the fuck you are. And some of you, please don't be as cis as possible wherever the fuck you are.
Yes.